The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Brian Nankervis.
Thank you very much, The Hives, and yes, Brian Nankervis is here.
On time.
Wow. And bursting with rock trivia.
I tell you, I copped so much flack last time for being late.
Who from?
Well, every man in the street, every man and his dog.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
The dogs. The dog really pissed off.
We've got
we were late for Tony.
This is a very big dog listenership.
Right.
There's a lot of this out there. That's when we know we've done a good segment. And hey, there's lots coming up, so what are you going to say, Brian?
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of dogs, here's a good one. Which Peanuts character was named after the Woodstock Festival?
Woodstock.
Correct.
Wow.
Oh, no, she was a bird.
Yeah, bird.
Well, okay. That's the kind of tough questions we're going to be throwing at you in this hour. It's all coming up on Get This, which really is the number one choice for celebrities everywhere. Here's what Pierce Brosnan has to say about it.
Well, as a father and as a citizen of this community, I just feel that it's not fair. It's not right. Other communities have opposed it, and we are opposing it.
All right. Okay, fair enough. Let's get this around the nation. It's Triple M. That'll be Midnight Oil. Let's get our act together. It's me, Tony Martin. It's that man Ian Cavalier. It's that other man, Richard Marsden, pushing buttons. And what about this bloke, Brian Nankervis?
Yeah.
Give him a round.
Very happy to be here. Happy to be sitting next to Ed.
Yes.
And not having him in a bed.
Oh, right, because now you do the warm-ups for Thank God You're Here, don't you?
The last time, Ed, let me do this, please.
Uh-oh.
The last time I saw Ed, he was reclining in a big double bed. There were big doonas. He was reading some sort of sex manual. And the woman who was in that scene, she
Scene. Sorry, I think it's just another red carpet opening.
She did everything she could to get that boy going, but he refused.
That's was this right. last? Now, we should not be talking about this, obviously.
Shouldn't we?
Well, you're talking about the culture here. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But,
you're in a lot of trouble, I reckon, bro.
Do you think?
You'll be whisked away in a van.
Oh, those guys are totally relaxed about all that. No, look, it was great seeing Ed reclining. They were nice pyjamas.
They were not. They're a bit big, though. I hate baggy clothes, and they were really
because you're a big man. They, and she just was trying so hard.
Is that right? When's this airborne?
A couple of weeks.
Yeah,
a couple of weeks ahead.
Look out for it.
Yeah.
But the Iceman.
But what you don't see is Brian, because Brian, you know, warms up the audience first. But doesn't warm them up. They're in, like, fever pitch.
I get them going.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But hang on, so this woman who's in the bed with you.
That's what Tony wants.
Obviously, we...
He's got that look. He's got that special, ooh, something about Ed.
But what I'm thinking is, it's obviously, we can't say who it is.
No.
But it could be, obviously, I don't know, it could be Julia Zemiro.
No.
Or it could be Russell Gilbert in a week. See, we just don't know.
You know what? She kissed like Russell Gilbert.
I can tell you that she's a top-rating female disc jockey, or do you call them disc jockeys? No, radio personality.
Personality, I guess.
Oh,
because I don't know that she necessarily jockeys the discs. But, because I imagine Ed's sexual exploits are grist for the mill.
They are grist for the mill. We get a lot of mail.
Brian,
I wasn't going to do this, but...
Do you want me to go there?
What have we got here? Cliff Walter writes in.
Hi, Cliff.
Oh, hang on. He says, what kind of name is Cavalier? And Tony, we know who you are. You can now get rid of the joke glasses. Oh, okay. Fair enough.
He needs them, Cliff.
What does he mean?
People do ask what kind of name Cavalier is.
Thai Chinese.
Thai Chinese. That gives you an idea of how complicated the family tree is.
Whoa. Yeah. So your mum is?
Australian.
Right, and your dad is?
Australian.
Right.
But my sister's father is Thai Chinese. And I took his last name because I wanted to have the same last name as my sister, who's Thai Chinese.
Wow. There
I think that you've just explained why people are fascinated with this situation.
That sounds so much like my family. We change surnames every couple of months.
Is that right?
I settled on Martin. I went, no, I'm staying here. You run on ahead. there's some good ones down the path.
I'm sure Martinovich is good, but I stick it here.
I have a brother whose surname is Vedder. Dash Price. Vedder Dash Price.
Is he in a cult?
We haven't seen him for years, and I understand he's now changed that name, and no one can contact him.
To Richard Marsden.
I was busy bagging Ed. Where were we? Oh, listen, emails coming in from Natalie. Listen to this.
Hi, Natalie.
Just recovering from the gratuitous Cavalier Fest on Channel 10 the other night. Thank God you're here, obviously, working up the back there. and I think four appearances.
Did you stay working up the back?
Yeah, working up the back.
That's great.
Good
that's,
working up the back.
That's exactly how I want to be. That's well done. That's perfect.
At least four runs of the long version. Yeah. The long version of the KFC ad. What is this? Have
no,
you seen that?
I'm yet to see it. I've heard about it.
Ah, right.
I believe you nibble somewhat seductively.
Yeah.
With a naked, or a man who's greased and all.
He's greased. He's
but what, greased. Is there something where you're driving now? Yeah. Gus and Dave go driving? What's that about?
Dave, like, cruises up to the window.
Yeah.
And the girls are like, hey, guys, some burgers. And, met, like, pretty, like, nonchalantly, Brian.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty, like, chilled out, chillaxed.
Yeah.
I say, yeah, it's Thursday, yo. We have that, we have a different burger on Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
And so they're still not biting when the ladies are...
No.
No. Because Matt Alderman has written in to say,
hi,
what's,
Matt, why are you writing in?
What's with Gus not being allowed to drive in the KFC ad? Is he wearing a stack hat or is that a Lego head hairstyle?
It's Lego head hairstyle, but when we were driving the car, my friend Paul, whose job it was to drive it, they said, oh, can you stop on that sandbag, please, so Dad don't run into our lighting equipment. Mm. And Paul said, yeah, no worries. How will I know when I've hit the sandbag? You'll know because you'll feel a bump. Now, we're in a four-wheel drive. You can't feel a sandbag. So the first take, like, action.
No.
Paul's looking on nonchalant. Bang! In the lighting.
You can't feel anything. You cannot feel a mini if you drive over.
No, we ran into, like, three lighting guys on the way there. We didn't even feel it.
Cue up the Charlize Theron music. Uh-oh. Mr. Marsden. We're going to need it for this bit.
What's going on?
Well, this, you know, I mentioned Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
And, man alive, she looks forward to the hour that Thank God You're Here is on every week and hopes, like hell, that the KFC ad is going to be run during it. If you got
wouldn't
the music, yeah?
That be beautiful.
Because as she said, for that hour on Channel 10, my body is indeed
don't.
Ed Cavalier's Wonderland. Don't. Can you just picture that, Ed?
Yeah.
Finally, it's paying off.
Finally, it's paying off.
And obviously, Natalie could take that hour, and then every night, her body could be your Wonderland.
Wow. Natalie, thank you very much.
I tell you what, when Natalie cops an eyeful of you reclining in bed, reading the Kama Sutra.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it was the Kama Sutra disguised as a sort of
a
manifesto, Mein Kampf.
Akmal and Drag. Or Akmal and Drag.
No.
Or Akmal and Drag, no. Yes.
Akmal and Drag.
Sorry, I turned into Armitage Shanks for a moment there.
Ooh, Armitage, you've tread the board so long now.
Now, this woman is the real thing, and we were all staggered. The audience last night was staggered that Ed could keep up that, put up that fence and maintain the fence.
As we say,
a very well
top warm-up man. Brian, team. Are you the top of the tree? I hear you the top of the tree in the warm-up paper.
He has to be.
No, well, there's a few of us. There aren't many. There's Popey.
There's Popey snapping
there's
at your heels.
There's me. There's Deeksy.
Oh, Deeksy, yeah.
Of course.
Old school.
Yeah, and then there's a couple of the young ones. There's, I think, a guy called Kynan.
Kynan Barker, yeah.
Kynan Barker.
Up and coming.
Who
on
does
the board.
Rove.
Yep. Really?
Yeah. Jared McCulloch.
Mm. Do they have to throw lollies, though? I mean, do you throw lollies?
I throw lollies.
Wow. Is that the key to it?
A friend of mine punched a complete stranger in the face yesterday, lunging for a lolly.
It is staggering how grown people, you would assume to be quite, you know, well-developed and mature people, just their eyes roll in the back of their heads.
And that's what he said. He said he was perfectly fine. But as he saw the fantail kind of coming straight towards him, he thought, geez, that's me. And as it got closer, he realised it was two seats over. And he thought, normally I just, like, let it go. But he saw his hands start moving, and then his whole body went, and then just connected with this lady's face.
Now, okay. I buy
$200
worth of lollies every Thursday afternoon at Kmart and throw them out.
Wow.
Last week there were donuts on set.
Yeah, there were.
So I could throw them.
Maybe this should be in the show. Because I noticed on Rock Quiz, you're longer now, and you get to see a bit of that audience business.
Yes. That's interesting. On Rock Quiz, we don't throw out any lollies. Uh-huh. Mind you, we are in a pub.
Yeah, that's right. There's no need for lollies.
Completely smashed.
That's true.
No, they're not smashed. They're
they
drinking
are.
Responsibly.
I've been there. They're shit-faced.
No. No, we don't have lollies. We do serve little pizzas.
Oh, that's good.
From memory.
But do you get any trouble from a Rock Quiz audience? Or
no.
They're fairly benign, aren't they?
Oh, occasionally they get too excited and they yell out the answers, which makes it a little bit harder.
Yeah, right.
Are they nerds, bro?
Rock nerds.
Rock, like Rock Quiz, people that go to see the taping.
Nerds who would spend years locked in a room listening to Bob Dylan records.
That's great. Absolutely not.
And who's on tomorrow night?
Well,
it's
tomorrow
night. It's the last
one! It's the last one, but we're just going to keep going. But it's the last one of the third series, and we went for something a little bit different. Not one, not two musicians, but six.
Oh, six musicians.
Can you imagine what having Deborah Conway, Ella Hooper from Killing Heidi, yes, Rebecca Barnard, Dave Larkin, Tim Rogers, and Tex Perkins
on
the same stage was like?
Wow.
Six massive, not egos, but gee, they're confident.
I read a review of this and it said that Tim Rogers spends the whole show just sculling a bottle of wine.
He doesn't spend the whole show, but he does do a little sculling. We had to cut the bit where Tex sort of clambered across the panel, lunged for someone's pot of beer and threw that down. No, well, look, it was fantastic. And I don't know if it'll ever happen again, quite frankly. So this Saturday night, 9:15 on SBS. That's the other network.
Yeah, that is. And I noticed that Tex and Timbo have got an album out.
Have you had them in?
We're getting them in at the end of the... We love to get people at the end of the tour.
So they've got nothing to plug.
That's good.
They're in bed together on the cover of the album. It's pretty fruity.
Yeah.
And the album has a cover of Turn Me Loose by Loverboy on it.
Absolutely. Also, Tonight's the Night by Rod.
That's right. Will this be the first instance where we get a musician in and we can actually play one of their songs?
Maybe.
Just because it's Loverboy?
Maybe. What is Loverboy?
Oh, Ed.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Yeah, Loverboy. No wonder you refused that woman last night.
See, the thing is, we could get the real Turn Me Loose. See, that's the argument I'm getting ready to have with the music department. Isn't that going to be a weird situation if they say, no, you can't have Perkins and Rogers doing Turn Me Loose, but you can have the original, because that's not going to make anybody turn over. So that's it. We'll keep you up to date.
We'll just play La Bouche if we can't do it.
On the Loverboy battle. Hey, do you want to stick around and throw some facts at us?
I would love to throw you some facts. Can I tease you with
do
one?
Do it. Sizzle a fact.
Can you call this a sizzle? Remember the Beach Boys? Dennis Wilson's, who was the sort of minor Beach Boy, but a brother, Dennis Wilson's relationship with fellow Beach Boy Mike Love was complicated when he married Love's daughter and further strained when Wilson vomited on Love while he was meditating. That's a little Rock Whiz fact.
The daughter's one thing, but the vomit while I'm meditating, come on, man. All over me Hawaiian shirt.
I guess that is sizzle.
That's real sizzle.
That's Gwen Stefani. What are you waiting for here? Get this around the nation on Triple M. Ed, do we want to sizzle up the phone topic today?
I think so, because I love it when Brian comes in because we get, you know, rock stuff.
Rock and roll.
That's right. Today's EG in the Melbourne Age has somebody writing in to say, and it's a really interesting question. He's talking about if you visit somebody's house, like a date for the first time, can you resist perving at the record collection? Nope. And could there be something in there that could, you know, completely turn things around?
Yes.
Like, could put them on the blacklist?
Absolutely.
That's what we'll be talking about later. Start thinking about that one. But Brian is here. Brian, the creator and scorekeeper on Rock Quiz. Final episode goes out to tomorrow night on SBS. Always brings in a bit of rock trivia. Hit us with something.
All right, here's one more. A quick one. When Aerosmith once toured with long extension cords so that when they threw a TV out the window, they could keep watching it until it hit the ground.
That's a lot more thought than you would think would have to go into an act like that. I would just think the TV's out the window. There's not going to be a discussion of logistics first, surely.
This is my favourite one. I'm slightly worried that I've done this one before on this show, but
okay.
Does it matter? I should have given a big tick. On June the 5th, 1977, tragedy struck Alice Cooper when his pet snake was attacked and killed by the rat it was being fed for dinner.
Really?
Yes, and get your head around this one.
Turned on.
That's
the
right.
Snake.
When former Rolling Stone Bill Wyman's 30-year-old son Stephen married Bill's ex-wife's mother, he became a stepfather to not only his former stepmother but also to his dad.
Oh, Ed and I've got both. Both of us have got that in our family. We've had that one.
It's an easy one. Yeah, it's a nice one.
It's pretty standard.
Far out.
Okay. Hey, here's something.
Any more vomiting on ones?
No, not really.
Let's dovetail.
My four-year-old did the other night.
On you?
Yeah.
Oh. Your four-year-old vomited on you. Was it work-related or no, spontaneous? No.
Rock moment?
Ill.
Oh, you were meditating?
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Well, let's dovetail with the album that you might find in someone's room.
Yeah.
Dovetailed with who have you vomited on?
That's absolutely right.
Extra points if it's a celebrity.
Yeah.
I once went out with a girl, and look, things weren't going that well, and she made the big mistake of putting on Neil Young, the album Harvest, not necessarily a bad choice, but there's a song called I Think a Man Needs a Maid, and the refrain or the sort of chorus is When Will I See You Again?
Yeah.
And I just couldn't help but just under my breath say, not for a long, long time.
Oh, dear.
And I didn't even mean to, but it was quite a clean breakup. Really?
Neil Young.
Yeah. Wow. But I was happy that it was in her collection
when I
first saw it.
Yeah.
I thought, fantastic.
Do you remember that scene in Animal House when the bloke's playing the guitar on the stairs and Belushi just comes down, takes the guitar and smashes it?
Yeah.
I saw that happen at a party once. For real. And the song that triggered it was Cinnamon Girl.
What's that?
By Neil Young.
I'm gonna live with the cinnamon girl.
That's it. That's a guitar smashing offense.
I always hated it at parties when, like, some guy, he'd be like dancing and talking and trying to meet girls and stuff like that. And some dude, some windswept dude, would get a guitar and go and sit in the backyard on a milk crate with a candle and just start, you know, doing moody Radiohead covers. And then, you know, girls would just sort of sit around him thinking he was all deep and stuff. It was such a...
Because he's sitting there singing about what a creep he is.
Yeah, it was such a cheap trick, you know?
But an effective one.
Yeah.
What's your cheap trick, Ed?
I don't have one, Tone.
That's your problem.
I don't have one.
Get yourself a trick. Yeah. I reckon he would have smashed the guitar, though, because how dare this chap play Cinnamon Girl, which is a classic.
Sure, it's
not
a classic.
The fact that he was playing it.
No, surely. But you don't want to hear it done badly at 3 a.m.
A dear friend of mine was about to go out with a chap. They were having a conversation on the phone, just trying to work out the logistics of where they should meet. A topic came up. Archie Roach's name was mentioned. The chap said that he'd walked out of an Archie Roach concert. Tracy hung up.
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. It's a deal breaker.
I think music absolutely is.
All right, we'll get to that later, but we've got the big news stories, and did you hear this on the Channel 10 news last night?
A key ALP insider has turned on his own, accusing the party of being run by Daleks.
Daleks! Daleks!
I mean, I suspected, but I'm glad someone's come out and said it.
Well, they can't use the stairs.
Wow, I mean, in case you think we've just made that up, here's what the story was about.
Mr. Beasley's message was overshadowed by an outbreak of candour from former factional heavyweight Victorian Senator Robert Ray. He described Victorian factional figures, the left's Kim Carr and the right's Stephen Conroy, as Daleks.
Robert's talking about internal party matters, which is not something that I ever comment on publicly.
But then this admission. With his preferred issues smothered, Kim Beasley decided if you can't beat him, join him.
The only thing we're going to exterminate is John Howard's industrial relations laws.
It's all there.
Wow.
It's all there.
Kim Beasley has become Davros.
That is brilliant.
I want to hear some more of Kim Beasley as a Dalek.
Oh, yeah.
What we should be doing is encouraging young Aussies to exterminate.
Finally a policy. Yes, he's got my vote. Tell you what.
The ALP, you will obey. Could
you
catch
will
on.
Obey.
I know you. Speaking of robots, haven't I got some? It's fallen on the floor, excuse me.
Tony's just bending down.
it's a wind tunnel, this show. What about Karl Stefanovic?
Oh, everyone's favourite robot.
We maintain he is a robot.
Yeah.
Bring me up to speed with Karl.
Morning show.
Yes.
You got your Jessica Rowe.
Correct.
And then beside her is a humanoid.
Absolutely.
You're programmed to patronise called Karl Stefanovic.
Yeah. Does he do the weather?
Oh, no. That's Grant Denyer, does it? No. Other one. Whoops. Somebody else does the weather.
Grant Denyer, the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well... There's some visual work there.
He's not a tall man.
No. But nice dude. And
absolutely.
Carl's like the co-host with Jessica.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that the one? That's not the Kochi one?
No. He's not Australia's favourite accountant.
Right. Is that a different station?
It's a different station.
It's good. Brian knows everyone except him. Yeah. This is brilliant. You've had that bit of your brain removed that recognises Carl Stefanovi. Where do I get it done?
I've spent 22 years in television. You'd think I would know.
No, I think you've learned.
Kochi and Jessica. Jessica Kochi, can I call him Kochi?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
Cock or Cocky.
Either way.
And he's on with Jessica.
No, he's on with Mel. Someone else.
I think he's on with Mel, but
from the Spice.
He's on with Mel
from the Spice Girls. Mel C. They alternate. Mel B Monday. Mel C Tuesday. Right. Back and forth we go.
But listen to this. Carl Stefanovic was filling in on A Current Affair for a while.
Oh, did you see any of that? Yeah. Oh, didn't he do a interview with Jermaine Greer or something?
Oh, did he?
Or he just accused her of something or another.
Was he dressed as her? Did he go to Naomi Robson? Did he get him to drag? Look a bit severe.
Yeah.
But listen to this. He might well be, you know. He's not been ruled out. They're not saying that he won't be the new host of Current Affair. But listen to this. This was in The Australian yesterday.
Okay.
I'm not making this up. Stefanovic has one powerful mentor and benefactor in Alan Jones.
Whey!
Broadcaster and close friend of the Packer family. Stefanovic and his family are regular visitors to Jones's city and country properties. Ooh. The two men talk frequently on the phone. Ooh. While Stefanovic was dancing on ice, Jones could be heard singing his praises on his radio program. The Australian understands that Jones has made it clear to Nine chief Eddie Maguire that if he boned Stefanovic from the struggling Today show, he'd have Jones to answer for. The robot is the parrot's bitch.
I can't believe it.
How's that?
Now we're into like kind of supervillain territory.
I know.
You know. Little parrot sitting on the robot's shoulder programming away.
It's like an evil Batman and Robin.
It is. Like
it's Batman. Lex Luthor.
It is.
And his little robot bitch.
Except really not scary, you know?
It's the least scary supervillain duo ever.
So he was hosting the show while Naomi was...
No, you're on the wrong channel again, Brian.
This is fantastic.
This is what happens when you work on SBS. You have no idea.
She went to New Guinea.
Yeah, she went to New Guinea to rescue a kitty from a cannibal pot.
And while she was there, Stefan...
The robot was hosting the other show.
Yeah.
This Current Affairs we're talking about, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the parrot. The parrot's what's the
her,
one.
What's her show?
Her show's called Today Tonight.
Today Tonight.
You'll find it on the 7 Network.
Right.
And, do you know Alan who that Jones? Is? It's just down from 9.
Right.
Alan Jones.
Who's Alan Jones?
Jones, well, he's like a Sydney radio kind of, you know, dude, if you know. You know.
Well, actually, Richard Marsden here. Armitage Shanks.
Armitage Shanks.
He came up with the best description I've ever heard from Alan Jones.
What is he? What are we talking about?
Do you remember? You said to me the other day at the end of the show.
I have no idea, sorry.
Australia's only gay homophobe
there
was the phrase
go.
You used. I like that.
He would love that. Not to be confused with the other one. See, I do know Stan Zemanek, who's a bit crook at the moment.
He's a bit crook.
I believe. Stan Zemanek, many years ago, a little five-year-old boy went on Hey Hey It's Saturday and did one of my poems. And it was fantastic.
That kid was great.
We did a bit of work together. We made a CD. And then his dad rang me up one night. He was so proud. He said, oh, look, Matt's doing some work on the radio. And I thought, fantastic. He said, yep, he's a regular with Stan Zemanek. Oh, you could have heard the ice in my voice. I said, oh, look, I don't know. It's not my place to tell him what he can and can't do, but... He's sort of doing me,
right?
And it's my poetry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like a mini-me version of Raymond J.
Yeah, and I just said, I don't know if I really want. And then he went on the footy show, and then he wanted to do ads, and it all just got really confusing.
I just don't know whether a junior Raymond J and Stan Zemanek is a great combination.
No, we had him put down. We did not. He's a beautiful boy. He's 18 years old now. It's amazing how many people come up to me at gigs and say, did you bring the kid?
Really?
Where's the kid?
I don't know. Raymond J and Zemanek, is that a good combination?
I love it.
Bigotry and flummery. That's what that is. And we'll have more of that. Get this. The parrot and the robot.
It would probably be good for breakfast on the way to the gym.
Any human being with sophistication will take to it.
Of course.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Brian Nankervis is with us because, of course, the final Rock Quiz going out on SBS at the awkward time of 9:15 tomorrow night.
It is slightly awkward. Well, being on a Saturday night is sort of awkward too.
Yeah, that's
in an ideal world, perhaps we'd be on in the middle of the week.
But you've got people are spending all their money on petrol, bananas and interest rates.
Right.
So they're looking for free, cheap entertainment on a Saturday night.
Well,
and obviously when they finish listening to all our podcasts...
And a lot of people have told me that the combination of the Iron Chef, which I think is around about 8:30, perhaps.
That's right.
And then straight into Rock Quiz at 9:15.
Dinner and show.
Dinner and show.
Dinner theatre television.
You know what's
all
weird?
Free.
You know what's weird, though? 5 years ago, because often people say, oh, I missed it the other night. And I think, well, you know, did you tape it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't tape anymore. They get a new player, a new DVD player.
Oh, no.
It's amazing how, yes.
It's like on this show, people going, oh, can we get the Kimbezi theme? Which, of course, we don't have the rights to put it up there. And you're going, well, in the old days, in my day, you'd simply throw a tape in.
That's right.
How do you tape something off the radio now?
You can still do that. I can do that pretty easily.
We need a child to come in and demonstrate the technology. BitTorrent, is it, Ed?
Oh, probably.
Probably.
Everything's on BitTorrent.
Speaking of BitTorrent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rock Quiz fact number 6.
Right.
After an FBI investigation into Louie Louie on the grounds that it was supposedly an obscene song, it was concluded that the lyrics were, quote, unintelligible at any speed.
But they do sound...
Speed.
It sounds fruity, that song.
Louie Louie.
Gets things moving.
Ooh.
But let's do that now, shall we? What have you prepared, Ed?
I'm going to sing.
Oh, you're going to sing?
Yeah, but I can't... I can't quite remember the lyrics.
Oh, if we just start the music, they'll probably come
song?
To you.
They'll probably go, yeah.
Oh, you'll get the hang of it. Let's just start the music.
You must know this.
Isn't it Radio Gaga?
Take me out to the ballpark. Your pants around your paperback novels.
Rolling just down a road.
Chewing gum loosing,
loosing your load. I've got seven women on my mind. Is it that one?
No, it's not that. We likes to party. We likes to party. That's
hey,
not
you.
Jamming on a party session. Oh, hang on. No, I think I've got it.
Yeah.
I want to break free.
Oh, of course. Nicely done. It's Queen, in fact.
Got there.
Here at Get This on Triple M Around the Nation, brought to you by the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
I say get over it.
What's that? That's not respectful of the Vito and its extraordinary safety features and remarkable price that's way cheaper than you'd expect. There you go.
Can we talk movies for a second time?
Oh, do we have to?
Come on.
Yeah,
we hate talking about movies, especially when Brian Nankervis is here from Rock Quiz.
You love movies.
We do, we do. Hello to Luke, who's listening to us in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Toronto,
yeah.
Canada.
What time are we
Canada?
On in Toronto?
It doesn't say, so I'm going to say midnight.
Mm.
And he thought he's been to see the Borat movie.
Oh, yeah.
Sacha Baron Cohen for that.
Well, is it as good as the sizzle suggests?
He says it's amazing, and it's the tackle out scene. You'll be in tears.
Oh, I've heard it's the funniest scene of all time.
Well, he thinks it's amazing, but this is the interesting bit. He said because they're big on anti-piracy, they had to hand in their mobile phones so that you can't record the film on your mobile phone, which I've seen before. But this is the bit I like. Then they had the ushers walk around in night vision goggles to make sure that you weren't recording it while it was playing.
Yeah, that drink wasn't bought here. Wow. Take him down.
You two are going to make out, you know, make it slow and sexy. Some of us are trying to night vision watch.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Night vision goggles in the movies.
And he says Jackass 2 starts here tomorrow night. He's going to go and have a look and tell us what it's like.
Can you see those anti-piracy dots? I can spot them.
What anti-piracy dots?
You can see them. If you go to the movie, they're just on one frame.
Yeah.
And it's like a series of red dots. It's like in a about, you know, nine of them in a row. And it comes up like on every reel. And you can see it. It's annoying.
Well,
and
for how long?
Never known.
Just for one frame. So what happens is somebody... shoots it with their video camera, and then if you get one of those piracy copies, you would know what frame the dots were on, so you could just go. And because it's different in every cinema, the dots are in a different combination. They match the dots on that frame, and they'll know which cinema it was pirated from.
I had no idea.
But I can see them, red dots. Suddenly you'll just appear and you'll go, oh, did someone have their photograph taken there?
I think it's probably only you, Tony, because while everyone else is enjoying the film, you're working out aspect ratios and lens sizes and, you know, different...
Red dots.
Yeah.
There's a lot to enjoy. I mean, you're paying $13.50. You've got to get your money's worth. That's I want to see those red dots. All right, that wasn't very funny. That was just trivia.
No, that's all right.
But I'm looking through the emails here.
What
have we got? Oh, people's just constantly wanting things we're not allowed to put up on the... Like the Jihad Jack song. We don't have the rights to the backing music. If Richard Marsden had played it on his synthesizer, we would have been fine.
What a rock.
Here's
what
something.
A rule, actually.
We're not allowed to put up the theme from the taking of Pelham 123, which is, of course, the Kim Beazley music. Yep. We're not allowed to put it up. No. Here's an interesting way around it. I'm sure it's still illegal.
Probably.
Ralphie Boy has
Ralphie
put it.
Boy?
Yeah. He's put up.
Thanks, Ralphie.
He's put it on his MySpace page.
Oh, thank you, Ralphie Boy.
So, although we can't put it up, we can, I guess, direct you to someone else's illegal use of it.
To Ralphie Boy's MySpace page. Now, we can't. We're not endorsing any of the other content that Ralphie Boy might have chucked up on his MySpace. Page?
I haven't checked yet either. It might just be an ass hanging out of a ute. It could be anything.
Glasses on it.
The joke could be on us. There might be no Beazley thing there.
Yeah, well, either way, take a chance. Yeah. Ralphie Boy, you know, wants friends.
People want to know if the whole Ben Folds show is going to be a podcast.
Foldcast.
A Foldscast.
Foldscast.
We've got a Wigglecast up there.
We have a Wigglecast.
There's a Smithcast and a Burtcast.
Burtcast.
And... something else. Oh, a Birmingham.
John Birmingham.
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't done a Nanka cast yet, but we might do that, Brian.
Go for it. Which Wiggle?
It's just two of them.
We had Anthony and Murray.
Yeah, couldn't get the
phone. Blue and red.
No Greg?
No Greg. Had a hernia.
I've got Greg's mobile phone number.
Too much Rango. Don't call him now.
Okay.
He's in a very uncomfortable spot. Look, this is all rubbish. Let's get up a mountain. Let's do that. Have you got that sound?
Yeah, I certainly do.
I think you're going to have to do it yourself, Mr. Miles. This is this thing that's in the Melbourne Age today about, it's a letter, you know, if you visit a date's house, do you perv on the record collection?
Of course
I do. I go straight there.
Do you go DVDs as well, Tony?
Oh, absolutely.
I always go straight to DVDs.
Obviously, it's many decades since I was dating.
Oh!
And there weren't DVD, it was Laserdiscs in those days. Whoa, that's a poor choice.
Laserdiscs and 8-tracks.
That's not the correct aspect ratio.
I'm out of here, baby.
But I do that. If I see someone in the paper and there's a photo of them sitting next to their bookshelf, I get out the magnifying glass. I've got to know what books they've got on their shelf. Turn the photo sideways. Oh, look at that. He's got two copies of the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, look at that.
Stephen Hawking has who farted? What? But do you do? Has that ever happened to you, Brian? You've been on a, you know, on a date and you've got home and then, oh, I might just see what's in the record collection because this could be the deal breaker.
Oh, always. You've got to check them out if they've got... I mean, it's all very well if they've got Bob Dylan albums, but if they've got the Bob Dylan albums that they shouldn't have...
Yeah, oh, really?
That's it. It's all over.
Wow. So what would be one of the bad ones?
Well, you could probably have Down in the Groove.
Oh, okay.
You might even have... There was a trio of Christian albums. The Slow Train Coming was a beauty.
Did he have a scratching period?
He had a scratch, scratch and smell period for Bob. Bob's back, of course.
Oh, he is back, mate.
Number one. We all like that. Hey, I have got... Can we give away the... How do we do this? I've got a DVD of the new, of Rockwiz, and obviously
duets.
That's in the shops if you wanted to go, but I don't want to push you.
So many sweet duets. Sarah Blasco. Oh, look, there's some Angry Ants. There's a zillion great names doing sweet songs on here.
There's a great album of that. It's actually an album as well. But the DVD has, like, even more on it.
Yeah. Okay. So how do we give it away? The best story?
I guess,
do they have to answer a question?
The most offensive album, is the one we want. The one that you found where it really tipped things. I remember...
Tipping Point.
There was somebody, I remember, see, this didn't happen in a date situation, but it was somebody who worked on a TV show I worked on, and we all ended up pissed back at their house, and I got into the record collection, and I found Bertie Higgins' Key Largo.
Ooh.
I found that Pablo Cruz one where he's sitting in the chair, the big cane.
Wicker chair.
That one there.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? Oh, I think it was Billy Field's Try Biology. The follow-up to Bad Habits.
Ooh.
The follow-up to Bad Habits.
How?
It was like a threefer. It was a threefer. It was a bing, bang, and then boom, when you're down on the ground.
Ouch.
I hope you took everyone out of the party.
And she was really upset that I'd found all these records and wouldn't talk to me for the whole rest of the filming of the series.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, talks to me now.
Hang on. I know you, Tone, and that's... you would have come running in with them, laughing hysterically, saying, look, everyone, look what she's got.
That maybe is true.
Yeah,
that's possibly true. I mean, Key Largo, Bertie Higgins, how can you not?
And look at all this underwear I found in her drawer as well. Ridiculous.
Look at this severed head. Where did that come from?
I'm wearing most of it.
Has that ever happened to you, Ed? You've gone through the records?
No, I don't know. Because these days people have just got MP3s and kind of DVDs and stuff like that.
Your people have, Ed.
Yeah, my peeps. But if people have got Vanilla Ice's second album...
Oh, was there a second one?
Yeah, there was the one that came out afterwards. They had it play that funky music white boy on it and all that sort of stuff.
There was a live one. That's what I find...
Alive?
There was a live Vanilla Ice album.
Vanilla Ice.
And, of course, the soundtrack album to Cool as Ice. So does that mean there were four, technically four?
The Cool as Ice soundtrack album.
Right, okay.
Ouch.
Does that have play that
actually, you know
what,
now that I'm thinking about it,
yeah.
That'd be ironic. That'd be quite Kiln postmodern. That'd be good.
I see, you'd go for that. That would work. That would okay.
The
irony would kick in.
Yeah, the irony would kick in.
Okay, Mr. Marsland, what about you?
I've been on a date and
date?
Yeah, and I looked through a record collection and I love Plastic Bertrand, but you know, in small doses.
Yeah.
But she had Plastic Bertrand's first album, Unwon. On record, not one copy, but two copies of it.
Two copies?
I took one.
What was it?
I took one.
took one.
Yeah, as a bit of a memento of the date. All right. You gave it to me. Yeah, it's great. But it doesn't have Stop or Encore on it, which is one of the very first French rap songs from like 81. Great. It's on the soundtrack to Three Kings as well.
And what about your current incredibly hot girlfriend? What kind of records is she bringing to the table?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Really?
Yeah, and she likes Dylan.
Gypsy Kings.
That's great.
She all about the Gypsy Kings?
Their version of Hotel California.
Yeah.
From the Big Lebowski
soundtrack. Yeah. Is she into that? I like it when I see a Gypsy King album. It's at people's house.
My wife professes a history with the Bay City Rollers.
What is that?
In fact, I think my wife and your wife, Tony, perhaps went to a Bay City Rollers concert together.
Did they? Did they? I've heard about the status quo.
Yes.
Well, you
about
the Rollers.
B-A-Y-B-A-Y-B-A-Y-C-I-T-Y with an R.
I might be putting on the kilt tonight. Those are the best. Sounds like you went.
No.
But here's what me and my wife haven't done. We've been together 14 years. Still have not integrated the CDs.
You can't do that.
They're on the same shelf, but they're not touching. There's my CDs and her CDs, except in movie soundtracks. We've gone, all right, okay, fair enough.
That's the grey area.
We'll combine them.
What's your favourite CD, though, Tone? What's your...
My favourite CD ever?
Well, you know, you like...
Ever.
The one that you really go... mine's Lou Reed Transformer.
I like Tom Waits' Rain Dogs. That's cool. That never goes off. Because he didn't do any... It was the 80s, but he didn't go for that big... drum sound that ruined so many great albums.
Well, he was the only one not in the stadium in the 80s, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like all the film clips you saw coming out of the 80s, people jumping off stages and
Tom
stuff
Waits,
like that.
No, certainly not in the stadium.
And
no.
What about those? Drum. My wife recently realised that we didn't have any David Bowie albums, so she went out and bought that triple CD, the Platinum Collection, and the third one, you play it once and that's just a coaster. Because the first two are great. You go, listen to that production. Listen to that drum sound in the 70s. And then you get into the 80s and it's all Loving the Alien. A giant badass, you know, synth drums. He's got the pseudo-echo plug-in happening. Bit of Fairlight now and then. Remember that album Never Let Me Down? What was going on there?
You'll
never play that third one again. Like, the last song on the album is like the song he did for Labyrinth.
Underground.
Underground. I know, Best of a Bad Bunch doesn't sound as good now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's aged terribly.
Yeah, it has. Are we still on here?
Have we got any callers?
Have we even got a topic here?
We haven't rung up.
Albums that could be a deal breaker. Relationship deal breaker.
Cocktail, who have you vomited
on? Who's vomited on you?
Who's vomited on you?
Who would you like to vomit on?
Who would you like to vomit on?
Whose vomit would you enjoy having on you?
Is there anyone's vomit if they vomited into a bucket you'd drink?
No, see, that is not going to be. That's not the dovetail.
How old are you?
Too far.
See, I know it's a good Rockwiz DVD, but people aren't going to go that extra mile. No. Tell us about the record you found and who have you vomited on. 133353. That's Eskimo Joe here at Get This on Triple M. Brian Nankervis is with us, and in case you haven't heard our top story today...
A key ALP insider has turned on his own, accusing the party of being run by Daleks.
Daleks!
It's... Brilliant.
Here's what Kim Beazley had to say.
What we should be doing is encouraging young Aussies to exterminate.
Don't eat for that. And what has Maddie come up with in terms of theme music for the new Dalek, Kim Beazley?
Master Matt.
It's got a beat to it.
Mix Master Matty Dower.
He is.
Kids can dance to it.
He's unbelievable.
He's like a genius.
He's like a genius, but better.
Down
he's
in
like
the
a
lab.
Genius, but useful.
Hey, where are we? Up the mountain? Sorry, that's all we've got time for.
Thank you.
No!
Which, hi, Ian.
What have people found in the record collections? Ian!
Yes!
Hey, mate, what have we got in the old record collection?
The deal breaker for me would be the Rod Stewart, I think it's called An American Songbook. And it's,
oh, is this when he's doing old standards, is it?
The treatment that he gives to some of the old standards is just, it's just, oh, it's, it, that kills. Oh, it's revolting.
What's the bottom of the barrel for you on that one?
I actually think it's Van Morrison's Have I Told You Lately That I Love You. It's one of the most beautiful songs that he just besmirches beyond belief.
Oh, you don't need to ruin that one.
It's crap. It's just utter crap. Oh, then It Had to Be You is just something that it's just. Oh, they were the only two I managed to sit through, and I said, I can't do this. It's pain.
Physical
pain.
Once Frank Sinatra's done a song, it's best to just leave it alone. Just walk away.
Hey, Brian, you got a question?
Ian, to get you in the running for the Rockwiz DVD, we talked about Woodstock before. Mm-hmm. Could you name two bands that did not play at Woodstock?
Did not. Yes. Oh, I don't know. Kiss and the Spice Girls.
You're in the running, Ian.
There you go.
That's done the well. Easiest question of all time.
Done well. Hello, Nikki.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Tell me, which the album?
It was actually given to my husband by his brother, at the best of the Thompson Twins. And it was actually a double CD.
A double CD?
Who on earth?
Best of?
Who on earth are the Thompson Twins?
I have no idea. I just sort of, I can remember digging my fingernails into my hand so I wouldn't laugh when he opened it.
The Thompson Twins were a synthesizer trio, as I remember, in the early 80s. They did Hold Me Now. I think there was a woman called Alana Curry. Possibly.
Yeah.
There was a bloke, and I think they were both from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And then there was this black guy who had like a tambourine, seemed to contribute nothing. just to leap about at the front and do very little.
Nikki, tell me about your husband's haircut. Now, let's go to a question. Nikki, to be in the running for the Rockwiz DVD, in Spinal Tap, what did Derek Small stuff down his pants? A, carrots, B, a cucumber, or C, an eggplant?
I think it was a cucumber.
You are correct.
Wrapped in alfoil, going off in the metal detectors at the airport.
You're in the running, Nikki.
Ever. Hello, Philippa. Philippa? Oh, Philippa's a Dalek. She's joined the Labour Party. Are you there, Philippa? Sorry. I will vote for you, Philippa, I promise.
She's been sadly exterminated.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys.
Your album, sir?
Mr.
Now, what?
Oh, ouch!
What on earth is Mr. Mister?
There was Broken Wings,
yeah.
And then, sadly, Kyrie, I think was the follow-up.
Kyrie, how did that go?
Kyrie Eleison, it was... No, it's not good. It's worse than Blunty.
Worse than Blunty?
Kyrie, that's a small town in New Zealand.
Yeah, I think it might be. It's just up from Paikokoriki.
Hang on,
Waikikamuka.
Oh, look. See, people say Paikokoriki, but that's real.
Do we have a question?
We do indeed. Peter, are you there?
Yes.
Peter, it's a double barrel question.
Ooh.
Who played bass in the band Dogstar?
Keanu Reeves.
That is correct. And the second part, what was the main reason that Dogstar had a modicum of success?
Keanu Reeves.
Well done.
Like most questions on this show, the answer is Keanu Reeves. Well done. Hello, Steve. Finally, how are you?
Good morning. Listen, everybody can just put down their pens. I have got the album of the year.
Let's go.
20 greatest stars with the 20 greatest tunes. As seen on TV on the KTEL record, it was called Looney Tunes.
Oh, what's on there?
Absolute cracker.
What's on there?
Got on there?
A small snippet. We've got the Rubber Ducky song. Tiptoeing Through the Tulips. We've got the Boomerang Won't Come Back. The Chipmunk song. Along Came Jones. Hello, Mother. Hello, Father.
So it's all the novelty songs. Is The Streak on there by
Ray Stevens? Pod 2, track 10.
Oh, good to know. I'll just write that down.
Thank you very much.
What else?
Jeez.
It's got Transfusion. The Witch Doctor. Remember that?
The Witch Doctor.
Cookie. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha.
the flip side of which was the song Backwards.
I've never seen Ed look so confused.
You guys are just saying words in orders I've never heard before. And everyone seems to know what's going on. A question for Steve.
Steve.
Far away.
Are you there? When AC/DC sang about being dirty, mean and mighty unclean, what famous advertising insect were they referencing?
Louis the Fly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Steve's good.
I think Steve wins.
Steve's our winner. He gets the rock with Steve.
He's got it. Apologies to all the others, to Nikki, to Philippa, Philippa.
Bring in the music if you could. Here's a trivia question. When did we last run to time? April.
2002.
That's right. Thanks to everyone who called up. Thank you, Brian Nankervis, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Rockwiz, final episode going out tomorrow night.
Final of the new series.
The
then we just repeat.
Then it'll be back.
We're told that the Saturday night time slot is ours.
Fantastic. And the Iron Chef. Thanks to everyone who contributes to this program. Nikki, our producer, Richard Marsden, a.k.a. Armitage Shams, pushing buttons. What about Maddie D down in the basement? And, of course, we've got Katie on the phones, the knob jockeys around the network.
Sizzle merchants.
And what about Monday? That's when we welcome Newcastle.
Newcastle's on board.
They'll have a listen to the show on Monday. I reckon they'll be gone by Wednesday.
Yeah, that's cool.
But, hello to the home of boot men. That's what we'll be saying.
And Jake Wall.
On Monday.
Thank you, Tony Martin.
Silverchair. What was our key phrase today? I think it was musical. And we'll be back on Monday, just me, Ed and Richard.
Way!
Welcoming aboard Newcastle, all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito.